With SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Republicans moving ahead with an attempt to hold the Attorney General in contempt of Congress.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward with an effort to try to hold Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt because President Joe Biden invoked executive privilege over the audio recording of his interview with Special Counsel Robert Hur last year. The White House relied on a memo from the Attorney General. We've seen the transcript of that interview. It was a source of a lot of controversy over what Hur described as lapses in the president's memory.
Washington correspondent Zeke Miller. House Speaker Mike Johnson slammed the White House's move, accusing Biden of suppressing the tape because he's afraid to have voters hear it during an election year. Also at SRNNews.com, correspondent Donna Warder reports on deadly weather that pummeled southeastern Texas.
Storms blew out windows and high-rise buildings, downed trees, flooded streets, and knocked out power to more than 900,000 homes and businesses in the Houston area. At least four people were killed. At a news conference carried by KTRK, Houston Mayor John Whitmire says it's not a time for people to be on the roads.
We had a storm with 100 miles per hour winds, the equivalent of Hurricane Ike. Considerable damage downtown.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovic says it was a quick-moving storm.
They're not as strong as they were earlier, and some of the strongest thunderstorms at the moment are actually off the Florida Panhandle coast.
I'm Donna Warder.
And trucks carrying aid for the Gaza Strip have rolled across a newly built U.S. pier and into the besieged enclave for the first time. American military officials anticipate there could be up to 150 truckloads of supplies a day. The Dow ahead 29 points. The NASDAQ, 60 points in the red. This is SRN News. Canadian students plan to walk out of class. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The second annual National Pride Flag Walkout Day is set for June 3rd. It's an effort by students and their parents all across Canada to protest the public school's embrace of the LGBT agenda. June is Gay Pride Month, and schools north of the border go all out to promote the homosexual lifestyle, just as they do here in the U.S. Last year's event was a big success, with up to 75% of students walking out in some districts. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leaders of Greece and Turkey have met for talks that were supposed to underline their efforts to put aside decades-old disputes, but also reveal deep divisions between them. The recent opening of a former Greek Orthodox church in Istanbul for use as a mosque led to Greece accusing Turkey of insulting the character of a World Heritage Site. This is SRN News. Honda says it's committed to electric vehicles.
Honda is doubling down on its commitment to electric vehicles, saying it will invest $65 billion through fiscal 2031 to deliver EV models to nations around the world. You may have heard talk of a slowdown in electric vehicles in some markets, but Honda says the move toward EVs is solid. Honda is announcing a deal with IBM to work together on computer chips and software for future vehicles, meeting the upcoming demand for better processing and lower power consumption. I'm Rita Foley.
For the nation's bicycle shops, early in the pandemic, a surge of interest in cycling pushed sales up 64% to $5.4 billion in 2020. That boom did not last. Hobbled by pandemic-related supply chain issues, the shop sold all their bikes, but now inventory has finally caught up. More details at SRNNews.com.